If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's John Hansen joining us with the Block Club Chicago Report. John, good morning. And with 90 degrees today and tomorrow and humidity back, this is not a good time for the Department of Public Health to shut down pools. What's going on here?
Yeah, this has been a problem all summer long for a lot of folks that have private pools in their apartment complexes. And as you mentioned, Bob, you don't get a long time to use a public pool in Chicago. So to have it shut down for the majority of the summer means it's essentially shut down for a whole season. And I know a lot of people might say, oh, these fancy people in their high rises with these pools. These are a lot of people that live in pretty modest apartments that just happen to have private pools as well. Kind of shut down, I don't want to say for a technicality, but for a suction issue on top of a drain cap on a rule that has changed like six times. You can just picture the red tape that goes through some of these rule changes. And we've just heard from so many folks that, you know, they do their aerobics, people in their 50s and 60s and 70s who rely on the pool for their summer exercises as well. And it's really about who runs the inspections of the pool. It's changed hands so many times from the Illinois Department of Public Health to the city, and everyone's kind of pointing fingers. Meanwhile, time keeps on ticking by. The 90-degree days, we've had a bunch of them, will soon cease. And people are just kind of wondering, why is there such a backlog of these pool inspections? A lot of these have been fixed pools that just can't get the person to come back out again to give it the A-OK. And so I'm sympathetic for the folks with the pools. I want them to jump on in.
Yes, I agree. Let's talk about the weekend on the South Side. Not only tens of thousands of fans watching the Savannah Bananas, but White Sox legends participated too, didn't they?
Yeah, Mark Burley showed up and he pitched. He says he hasn't pitched like that in a long time. He gave a quote to our reporter. I can't even read on the air, but you can go to blockclubchicago.org and read it if you'd like. But basically, suffice to say, it was a blast for a lot of people on the South Side. I had kind of gone back and forth whether banana ball is something for me or not, Bob. I'm a traditionalist, love baseball, but I just saw so many videos of young fans and old fans just going crazy at this event, including just the fun rules that I think one of my favorite ones, Bob, is that if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. No matter
what.
You're
gonna be bleeping me.
Exactly. Mercy. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. And it packed the crowd. 182,000 people were on the original wait list. Of course, the park fits about 40,000. So, well, you got 80,000 people in, well less than half the number of people that wanted to be there. But just to see the right field, or whatever you want to call it, Old Comiskey, packed with yellow was such a sight to see. The pregame parties. I don't know, Bob, would you ever go see Banana Ball?
No.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm in the purist camp with you, John. Yeah. Ozzie Guillen posted, next time I have to play an inning at shortstop.
Now, that'd be fun. Well, my favorite rule, Bob, I will say, is that if there's a walk on ball four, the runner gets to take off. And they can't tag him out until all nine people on the field have touched the baseball. So
people seem to love it.
They do.
Good story on the Near North Side about this retired firefighter. Fill us in here, John.
Larry Burns, 93 years young, lived with his late wife, Patricia Pat Burns, for so many years. Loved her. She passed away last year. He's always loved murals that one muralist in Chicago has always painted. Her name is Ryan Tova Katz. And he got inspired and said, why don't I commission her to paint a mural on my near north side building? The picture's at blockclubchicago.org. It's one of these, you know, three flats, right, that you can see the side of the building, the old brickwork. There's no one next to the building, so you can see this thing from very far away on Orleans, just on the River North neighborhood. And the mural is painted. It's gorgeous, and it's a tribute to his wife. It's cone flowers and butterflies and a bright yellow flower that looks great along the side of the building, and yellow was his wife's favorite flower. And he thought of no greater way to honor her than not only bringing him joy when he walks home into their building that they lived in for so long, but now so many other people in the community. And hopefully, and I don't see why not, that mural will last, obviously, after his wife passed. She passed last year, but long after he passes, and a gift kind of to the city and the people in the neighborhood.
Very, very cool. And finally, the South Shore Community Garden, they're actually looking for suggestions for another one, aren't they?
Yeah, they call these things nature playscapes. This is the Love Institute, which does a lot of great things connecting kids and nature. They got a grant to set up five of these community installations with family-friendly activities. What better way to connect people with nature, especially on the South and West Sides, communities that a lot of folks don't ever get a chance to do that. And they've set up one. It's at 2301 East 71st Street, but they want to hear from you about where to set up the next five. All the details at blockclubchicago.org and the story where to submit your places.
John Hansen. More from John on Your Money Matters right here tonight at 6. Thank you, John.
You got the name right. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, only took about a year.